Hi, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, a five-day-a-week variety show that mixes encouragement, the Bible, practical how-tos, and fantastic guests for the listener on the go. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Okay, this might be the hokiest thing I have ever said in any introduction of anyone on this show, but it's honestly what came to mind when thinking of my guest today. You know that song, Born to be Wild? Well, change that lyric to Born to be Wise, and that is how I would term my guest on today's show, Emily P. Freeman. She says so many wise things, I almost feel like she was born that way. But what I love about Emily is she is a student of not only the classroom, but life. She observes, she computes, and then transfers information to us on her podcast, The Next Right Thing, and now in her book by that same title. She's been doing that for a long while now with her other books and blog where she started all this wisdom sharing with the masses. I call her a creative practical, and to me, that's the best kind of mentor we could possibly have. I'm grateful she came here to share her wisdom with us today and tomorrow on the show, so settle in now to hear from my friend, Emily.
Decision-making will always be a part of our lives. We don't get to graduate or retire from making decisions. For many of us, one of the most difficult parts of making big decisions is this. We're afraid we'll make the wrong choice. And so our fear of making a wrong choice can keep us feeling stuck, overwhelmed, and hesitant, doubting ourselves and the voice of God within us. Unmade decisions hold a lot of power to either close us up in fear or open us up to love. If you're unable to move forward into your next right thing because you are desperately afraid of making a wrong choice, consider where that fear is coming from. Is it from a place within you that feels solid and instructive, or is it from a place that feels scattered and untethered? The thing about fear we don't always talk about is it's not always a bad thing. And despite what every meme and graphic on Pinterest tell us, the goal is not necessarily to get rid of fear altogether. The goal is to pay attention to our life as it's united with Christ and make our moves as He leads. Sometimes He'll invite us to move and we'll feel afraid, but that kind of fear has courage woven through it. We would do well to move forward with fear trailing behind. Other times, we'll realize our fear is coming from a place of anxiety and an out-of-control imagination. We would do well to leave that fear behind. The fear instinct can give us information and drive us to take action. We're hardwired for it. But in my experience, the kind of fear I have when I'm having trouble making a decision is usually the kind that feels threatening, whispering, "You'd better make the right choice or else." God never speaks that way. Because God is not trying to trick you. God's will is to establish His kingdom on earth, to renew, restore, and redeem all things from the people He loves to the world He created. God's will is for us to have a part in that mission. But how that renewal, restoration, and redemption will play out in each of our lives on a daily basis with the people who we come across and the life we've been given to tend and steward, well, that's the question. And that is where we are each called to work out our vocation and our calling and our giftedness with God on the daily as we listen, respond, and do our next right thing in love. It may feel like a decision that you're carrying has a secret right answer, but the truth may look less like a list and more like a lyric. God wants to be with us, and He wants us to be with Him. He wants us to ask Him for help and then trust that He can tell us in all kinds of ways what to do next. He invites us to move with wisdom, but He doesn't leave us alone to figure it out. He moves toward us, not away. He loves us. He doesn't trick us. If we don't know what to do next, maybe it simply means we aren't to do anything. So ask Him by faith and go on with your day. What if we were people who practiced walking with Jesus every day in all kinds of different ways, like walking to the car, walking through the grocery store, into the parent-teacher conference, out of the coffee shop, down the street to see our neighbor? What if it looks like asking Him what He thinks about things and then taking time to listen for the answers? And trusting when I don't hear answers the way I expect to hear them, that doesn't mean He didn't hear me. It just means maybe I need to start paying attention to ways He might be speaking in ways I didn't expect to hear. What if it looks like trusting God is smart enough to tell me what I need to know when I need to know it, and if it isn't super obvious, and as long as I'm bringing it into His presence, that I can look within myself for the answers He's placed inside, and I can trust that He'll go with me no matter what I choose. What if the way I make decisions is more important than the decisions I'm making? Because if time reveals that we chose poorly, or if information reveals itself to us that we didn't have at the beginning, may we have the courage and the humility to bring our questions, our disappointment, and maybe even our failure into God's presence, and trust that He is not only in the business of renewing, restoring, and redeeming the world, but He wants to renew, redeem, and restore us into His likeness. And there is no wrong turn, difficult choice, or discouraging outcome that will stand in His way. May it be so in the world, and may it be so within us.
Thanks, Emily. She's great, right, friends? If you are one of the two people in the world not listening to the Next Right Thing podcast, you should listen to it sometime. And of course, get this amazing book. We'll talk about it much more tomorrow. And of course, link it in the show notes. This has been the Jesus Over Everything Show with Lisa Whittle. See you tomorrow, right back here. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. For more information on my writing, speaking, and free resources, go to lisawhittle.com. You'll find everything there. And hey, I'd love to connect with you on social media, so find me on all the usual places. Instagram is my favorite, by the way.